Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and today on this half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'll be completing the decade of 1930s music with, oddly enough, songs copyrighted in 1939 and played on theatre pipes. Dwight Thomas, The Wurlitzer in the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, and South American Way. That song was written by Al Dubin and Jimmy McHugh for the 1939 stage review The Streets of Paris, which ran for 274 quite respectable performances in New York, headlined by Bud Abbott, Lou Costello and Carmen Miranda. Unfortunately, the rest of its 13 songs have been completely forgotten. That's not unusual, of course, as All the Things You Are by Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern is also the only surviving song from the 1939 production Very Warm for May. I have some 71 theatre pipe versions in my library, and I'm kind of partial to this track by silent movie-era organist Lee Irwin, taped in 1979 on the Wurlitzer in the Emory Theatre, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Thank you.
the things you are, Lee Owen at the console of the Emery Wurlitzer in Cincinnati. 1939 was probably the zenith of the big band era, and one song from Woody Herman that I especially remember as being Alan Dell's theme for his Dance Band Days programmes is At the Woodchopper's Ball. Arnold Loxham recorded this arrangement on the Wurlitzer that at the time was still in situ in the Paramount Theatre, Leeds. Arnold Loxham and the Leeds Paramount, later Odeon Wurlitzer, with At the Woodchopper's Ball. Swing bands may have been the rage in 1939 in the big cities, but the sweep bands held sway in more conservative areas of the USA. Two of the best sweep bands were led by Dick Jurgens and Eddie Howard, and they teamed up with pianist Lou Quadling to co-write Careless, which Glenn Miller took to number one in the US charts in 1940. Thank you. the incomparable sound of the Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre San Francisco, a track by house organist Everett Norse, released on the Fantasy label and reissued by Doric Records in the 1970s. Comes Love is a song that I'd not heard until I played recordings by George Wright and Mark Herman. It was composed in 1939 by Sam Stept, Charles Tobias and Lou Brown for the musical comedy Yokel Boy, which ran for 208 performances in New York. And in 1942, Republic Pictures released its film adaptation about Bugsy Malone coming to Hollywood to star as himself. This is Mark Herman's arrangement of Comes Love on the Avenue Mansion Hybrid Organ in Gates Mills, Ohio. A slight change of pace with Don Baker playing a Raymond Scott composition in an 18th century drawing room on the Robert Morton in the Lauren Whitney Studio, Glendale, California. That track dates from 1963 and was released on the Capitol label in the days when organists could get recording contracts with major labels. Perfidia is a Mexican song by Alberto Dominguez that translates into English as treachery or betrayal. Xavier Cugat popularized it as a bolero in 1940, Glenn Miller arranged it as a foxtrot and the Four Aces as a jive. But on this taping from the Home Federal Savings radio shows of the early 1960s, George Wright returns to the song's original rhythm, the bolero. George Wright with Perfidia, recorded on his South Pasadena studio Wurlitzer for Home Federal Savings of San Francisco. Staying with the big band theme, here's another of the greats popularised by Glenn Miller in 1939. This is the all-too-short-lived Wurlitzer in the Roaring Twenties Pizza and Pipes, Ellington, Florida, originally from the Paramount Theatre, Oakland, and resident artist Bill Vlasic with In the Mood. In the Mood, composed by Andy Razzav and Joseph Garland, and which was based on Tar Paper Stomp by bandleader Wingy Malone. The ballad Blue Orchids was written by Hoagy Carmichael in 1939 and charted for three bands, Bob Crosby, Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller. I've just two recordings of the song on theatre pipes, and this track by veteran American organist Johnny Duffy on an unnamed organ is especially poignant with the Mason Hamlin piano that is played from the organ console. Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye, one of the iconic wartime songs made famous by Gracie Fields, written in 1939 by British organist Phil Park and Gracie's accompanist Harry Parr Davis, and a fitting end to a series of programmes featuring music from the 1930s. And in case you didn't recognise the sound and style, that was Dudley Savage and the Compton in the Royal ABC Plymouth, from a 1974 BBC broadcast of his As Prescribed radio shows. Fortunately, I don't have to go off to war, so I'll be back next week with more music from the theatre organ. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.